as the polar vortex descends on the United States, what do these frigid temperatures mean for air travel, especially considering how many major hubs are in the upper Midwest? Well, in Chicago, where it's nearly 20 degrees below zero, hundreds of flights have been canceled. And for more, let's bring in Seth Kaplan, editor of Airline Weekly. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
So why are these flights being delayed or canceled? Is that just because of the cold?
Well, it's because of things that happen when it's really cold outside. And a lot of it is really low-tech things. You know, we're not necessarily talking here about the capability of an airplane. We're talking about people who just can only be outside in that kind of cold for so long. People whose kids, you know, had school canceled, in some cases have called into work. You know, these hardy regions of the country where it doesn't happen too much, but it's indeed happening today. Also, things like fuel lines, we've heard reports of, you know, freezing at a place like Chicago O'Hare, where you got to bring the tanker out instead. That takes time. And then maybe the fuel door cover is stuck shut, just like it would be on, say, a car when you try to fuel it up.
I was on a flight last week, and it was very cold at Boston Logan Airport. And they were saying that the jet bridge might not operate properly because of the cold.
Yeah, things like that. And so it all adds up. You know, once you get the plane off the gate and into the air, these are airplanes that operate in these kind of conditions all the time at 35,000 feet. It's just that when it happens on the ground, you have all these other issues, the same kinds of things that all of us are dealing with. They have to deal with it, too, on the ramp, as it's.
So why don't they just cancel all of the flights if that's the case, if they've got to worry about the baggage handlers and everybody else who have to be out there in the cold?
Yeah, well, with difficulty, they can operate. You know, in Chicago, yeah, 60% of the flights, something like that, canceled. But hey, 40% of them are operating. And, you know, they've got a schedule to operate in, and they are, in fact, getting a lot of travelers through the system. You know, they are prioritizing, talked before with American Airlines, with a huge hub at Chicago alongside United, prioritizing, as they do in all these situations, flights that can basically help as many people as possible and inconvenience as few people. So, you know, American today has one flight going to Tokyo with, you know, 200-something seats on it. They're probably going to prioritize trying to get that flight off and not inconvenience all those people who, in that case, would have to wait until Saturday for the next flight to Tokyo. To LaGuardia from Chicago O'Hare, on the other hand, New York LaGuardia, they have 13 flights today. So they're probably going to look at it and say, you know, we can probably cancel a few of those flights and somehow get those people where they're going. So they're looking at how big is the airplane and how many flights are there to a destination. And a lot of those regional flights, those smaller jets, tend to be the ones that get hit most.
Seth, you know this industry better than anyone, so let me ask you this. Do they sit there and go, which flight doesn't have any business travelers on it? Let's just cancel that one. We don't need to. Do they make decisions like that?
It's not usually that simple, because the thing is that, you know, you send the airplane out somewhere and then it's got to come back. You're thinking also about the flight tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe not a lot of people are trying to get to frigid Chicago today from Miami, but that plane has to be in Chicago so that it can make it back to Miami later this week, where probably a lot of people from Chicago are trying to get to. So generally, operational issues. Definitely, they do pay attention to just how many people they're inconveniencing, because let's face it, not only is that a nice thing to do, but it also, right, you know, it's problematic for them when, right, they're faced with having to reaccommodate all
Probably a lot of people want to head to Miami right now. Seth Kaplan, editor of Airline Weekly, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.